Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Krobler.
I've entitled my message this morning, God Has Raised Us Up Together. As we consider Resurrection Sunday, it's important to know what that means for you personally. Amen. In Ephesians 1:16, if you'll turn there with me, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And then go forward one chapter, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened. Notice that. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespass and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. Verse 6, and has raised us up together. Everybody say together. Yeah. Notice these words, together. Has raised us up together and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Notice, he has raised us up and made us sit together. That is the message this Resurrection Sunday morning for the church to understand. Verse 6, he has raised us up together. Hallelujah. Now, Paul, writing to the church in Colossae, really said the same things in different words. Colossians 1:15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist and have their being. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Hallelujah. You see, Christ was quickened by the working of God the Father. Hallelujah. Notice there, it says in Colossians 2:12, having been buried with him in baptism, so you and I were buried. Thank God. We were buried with him, wherein also we were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Christ has quickened by the working of God the Father, those who believe in him. Hallelujah. This says that we were raised with him through the faith. Think of what faith raised you with him. That faith, when you first believed in him, raised you with him. It's a mighty faith. Faith is a mighty power that God looks at. You see, that faith, when you believed him right there and he raised you with him, that faith was when you first got saved. You didn't work that faith up by 3 days of prayer and fasting. You didn't work that faith up by the repeating of 500 scriptures. Simply, the moment you believe, that faith was enough to quicken you and raise you and seat you with him. Hallelujah. And immediately the powers of darkness lost its authority over you. Somebody say amen. Amen. He was quickened by the working of God, and we at the same time were quickened with him. Colossians 2:13, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Hallelujah. Now, did you wear your shouting clothes today? Look at verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made a show of them. And thank God, when you got saved, you made a show of them. It was plain for all to see. The devil has lost his power over you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Notice the working here is the working of God the Father, who answered the faith. It is he who quickened the saints together with Christ. It is he who forgave their trespass and blotted out the adverse decrees against us. It is him who canceled the handwriting against us on the cross of his son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was reading this. I was thinking about my science teacher. When I was in matric, we had a science teacher. She was brilliant. But she was also law scorp. You know, one of those brilliant law scorp people. And, you know, she used to have a principal in the classroom, three strikes and you're out. And, of course, she had a board. And so when you're naughty, she'll write your name on the board first time. And, of course, my name was always up there because naughtiness was embedded in my DNA. Couldn't help it. Amen. And then I look, and the next moment, my name's on there for a second time. And I know, oh, here comes strike three. Because strike three, you're straight to the principal's office without fail. Amen. And when you get there, it's either four or six. There's no twos or threes for me. Other people got twos and threes because it's their first time. Amen. I was a repeat offender. But she'll have my name written there once. She'll have it written twice. And then, you know, I'll watch her. And then the time comes that she has to go to the back. And she has to go and get the experiment, something out. And when she goes, I'll run up to the board and I'll wipe my name out. I'll go sit back down again. And we're there. And it's not long. I said, ah, Johnny, third strike. And she goes. And she said, but now, you were ready. I said, no, that was yesterday. Oh, okay. It's first time, eh? Amen. But I learned what it is. When the handwriting of requirements against you is wiped out, there's nothing more that you can be accused of. Thank God he has wiped it out. He's wiped it out, and there's nothing for you and I to pay. Somebody say amen. And you know what? God prepared this redemption plan for you and I. We spoke a while ago about God-sized miracles. Let me tell you, your redemption is a God-sized redemption. It's a kind of redemption that you can never fathom the depths of, that you can never comprehend the greatness and the power of. It is a God-sized redemption. I don't know about you, but I'm learning every day about this power that he saved me in. Amen. And the increase that there is in him. Somebody say amen. And so I noticed that God stripped the prince of the power of the air of all his authority. And when Jesus died, when he became sin, and he went down to the nether regions, and the enemy tried to exercise that ancient prerogative that he had against them, the Bible says God stripped him of all authority. Hallelujah. And wiped out the handwriting that was against them. He took the prince of the power of the air's authority away completely. And I want you to know his authority against you has been completely removed. Completely stripped away. Amen. He spoiled them. Thank God he spoiled them. And he took away the power of death. Now think about you and I. He took away the power of death from us. Amen. There's two. There's firstly the power of death that we know he took away from us. The power of spiritual death. We die no more. Amen. That moment that you got saved, that power of death was stripped from the enemy. He holds it over you no more. And thank God the day is coming where even the physical death will be destroyed. Amen. That enemy will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Hopefully in our time. I don't know about you. I keep hoping that I'm one of those that will be alive when Jesus comes. Amen. But be it as it may, no matter how it is, when he comes, I'll rise to meet him in the air. Whether it's from the grave or from this body will put on incorruption. Hallelujah. And I'll rise to meet him in the air. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God the Father nailed those accusations that the enemy has against me to the cross. And he stripped the devil's power. Hallelujah. I want you to know the power against you has been stripped as well. Amen. And he handed the authority to his son. The Bible says he made an open show of them. He triumphed over them in it. Hallelujah. And here God is referring to how he exalted his son above every other name that can be named. And gave him a name that is above every other name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now in the book of Ephesians, we notice there that the son is seated above these powers. We notice that he has all the authority of the throne of God. But and today, if you look throughout the church, you go on television tonight and you watch the news, you see all over the world. People will be exalting the Lord Jesus because he was given all authority and all power. Nothing could hold him. Amen. He is seated in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. But what we as a church fail to realize is we see him as the supreme head, but we forget that when he was raised, we were raised with him. And this is the kind of church that's going to, in the end time, destroy principalities and powers and make an open show of the enemy. A church that knows who they are in Christ, that we are seated with him. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We were with him when he defeated the enemy. We were in him when he rose again. Hallelujah. That simple faith that you had caused the powers of darkness to be stripped of all their authority against you and made you a son of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. I was raised with him. Somebody say with him. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, this is important. You and I need to realize that this authority that he's given us has actually put the authority back in our hands. You see, what you and I need to realize is Jesus is the head and we are the church. The last time I looked, the head was attached to the body. He is the head and we are the body. I was this week, early in the week, I was praying around that scripture. I was praying for you, praying for the church. And I was rejoicing around that scripture where Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. And I was thanking him that he's building his church. Amen. And just resting on that revelation. I will build my church. Thank you, Jesus. You're building your church. Amen. Because if anything preachers need, they need Jesus to build his church. Amen. And I was rejoicing. And the Lord says, no, I'm not building it. You're building it. I thought, what kind of a word is this? And he started showing me that the head is attached to the body. That he is not building it from up there. He can only build it from up there as I respond and do what he wants to do. You see, the building of the church is the body of Christ acting in unison with the will of the head. Amen. The head doesn't act without the body. He is the head. We are the body. Amen. When the head wants to do, I act according to the head and he builds through me. Somebody say amen. You know, some churches, it's like Jesus is a quadriplegic. The head wants to do, but the nerve is severed in the spine. There's no works of faith. There's no acts. You see, the head does through the body. If you want to do something, your head doesn't stand up and go do it. You want to go to the bathroom, your head quickly leaves, goes to the bathroom. You want to go to the bathroom, your body has to respond to the command of the head and do what the head wants it to do so that you can do it. God wants to subject the powers of darkness under his church, and he needs the body to do what the head is commanding. So many people pray, say, oh Lord, please destroy the works of the enemy. God says, yes, I'm ready. But the paraplegics are crying out, God, when you gonna do it? God says, now, let's go. But the paraplegics are waiting. You see, the truth of the matter is, he is the head. I am the body. When the body acts, the head is involved. Amen. Nothing happens on this earth without the body doing what the head commands. In other words, God says, I've already planned what I'm going to do. I've already got the authority. I've already got the dominion. You're already in me. You are my body. I say go. Amen. In other words, you can say it like this. When you act in obedience to God, you are a move of God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. When God wants to do something, he looks for somebody to do it. Hallelujah. In other words, I've given you the land. Go walk on it. Take possession. Amen. In your doing, the Lord does. Hallelujah. You see, many times we think I have to wait till I've got great faith. No, the faith that you got saved and raised you up and seated you in him and caused the enemy to lose all power, all authority, stripped him completely and placed the authority in him who is the head of all things and you, the body, to do it. Amen. Everybody say, I do what the head commands. So when you act, you do the bidding of heaven. Jesus said it like this, Matthew 18, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever things you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things you loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Do you see? That's using your authority on the earth. Somebody say amen. Notice heaven hasn't done anything until the earth does it. When you respond to him, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you act according to his will can be made manifest on the earth as it is in heaven. Otherwise, his will still stands stillborn in heaven. There's so many Christians who never experience the fullness of the glory and the provision and the power and the authority of God because they're in paraplegic mode. When will God do it? The moment his body does it. Somebody say amen. God wants us to use his authority on the earth. Listen, you can go back in history. Throughout history, there are men who started doing. God didn't say, wait you before your time. Hello. I remember Smith Wigglesworth, passed on, gone to the Lord. They asked him the one day, they said to him, what happens if God doesn't move? He said, if God doesn't move, I'll move God. I was thinking to myself, how do you move God? You know how you move God? You are his body. You move. Hallelujah. You do. You act. Hallelujah. Everybody say, he's the head. I'm the body. Hallelujah. You are the one who's executing the will of the heavenlies. Somebody say amen. You see, God wants us to do. And he said, whatever you say. Amen. Whatever you command, what you bind, what you loose. Hallelujah. He's ready. He says, you forbid it. In other words, if I go through something and I don't want the enemy there, I shut the door behind me. You can't come. Amen. I take the authority. Whatsoever things you shall bind, thy will be done in heaven as it is done on the earth. And as I do his will on the earth, so it is done in the heavenlies. Oh, it's getting a bit quiet in this Presbyterian church. You see, sometimes you and I allow the enemy to run amok around us. And I always liken it to a little dog barking, yapping at you. And things are just going wrong and going wrong. How many of you have had times like that? It's just, and it's irritating. It's just, and the people are carrying on, and it's irritating, man. And, oh, man. And just carry on until one day you've had, and I say, what? Amen. You know, like, I'm a little bit like that with my wife. You know, I'll carry on and carry on and carry on until the one time she looks at me and those eyes are like fire. Amen. And she says, Johnny! And when she says that, authority has been established. The lines have been drawn. And woe betide the one. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's how it is in the spirit. The enemy's after you. He's taking territory. He's doing all kinds of things around you. And God is waiting for you to say, now, I bind you. Amen. You see, what God wants us to know on this resurrection morning is that he's the head. We are his body. He's risen from the dead. We are risen in him. His resurrection power works through us. And he says, it's about time. I want to take authority on this earth. Amen. You know, I think of a day that God taught me to take authority. I was up on the roof fixing because there was a leak on the roof and one of the tiles was cracked. And I was working on it. And the next moment, Pat came running out. We were in the Seaview house. Pat came running out and said, Johnny, come quickly. Hazel's husband has just been electrocuted. He worked on 130,000 volt overhead lines. He was electrocuted. He was burned from the top of his head to his toes. He was black. He was literally black. And he was fighting for his life. Quickly. Now, Hazel was one of our hosts, a life group host. And her husband was unsaved. And so I go down and I quickly put another shirt on, quickly wash my hands. While I'm doing that, I'm praying. God said, Johnny, go take authority. And I said, listen, he's not going to die. I'm going to take authority. And I got myself in authority mode. I'm not going to allow this. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes you get to that place, don't you? I'm not allowing. I put my authority on. Hallelujah. And I went down to that hospital. I tell you what, in my spirit, I took authority over the hospital, over the staff. Over everything that is there, I was an authority over the atmosphere. I walked into the hospital. I didn't ask them, can I? I said, where is he? He's there. Well, I'm on my way. And I'm going, and I get down there to the ICU sections, and in there, you don't just walk in there. I walk through. I said, where's the theater? They said, it's down there, so but you can't. I'm on my way. I'm coming to the theater. And I get towards the theater. I'm still in authority mode. I'm an authority in this place. The whole hospital staff, everybody's doing my bidding today. Amen. I walk in there. And you know, it's almost like I was one of those Western guards walking through the bar, you know, when the door swings open. And that theater has got the two doors like that. And I walk, I just burst through into the theater like this. And there they're standing, the specialists and the doctors and the surgeons all over, and nurses, and the machines are going. He's fighting for his life. They're standing there. But I burst in with such authority. As I came in, they parted in front of me like that. I came and I said, thus says the Lord, you will live and not die, and you won't lose a limb. You will recover completely, says the Lord. And I turned around and I walked out. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you must just say it's genoeg. Amen. I'll tell you what, I drove home and I'm still in this mode, you know. And I get home, I get a phone call from Hazel. Pastor Johnny, thank God they said he's not going to die. He's going to make it. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. She says, but they say they're going to have to amputate his legs because they're like charcoal. I said, he will not lose those legs. Tell them no. I'm standing over that thing. She goes back. She says to them, no. They said to a man, we have to do it now. She says, no. They took him. They moved him to the intensive care unit. I get a phone call that afternoon. Pastor Johnny, they don't know what happened. But they no longer need to amputate the legs. She says, they say they only need to cut them off at the knees now. And that's better because he can wear those stumps, you know, he can control those things. I said, no. He will not lose his limbs. She went back to them. She says, I said, no. They were angry at her. She said, no, I want son. No. You know what? They left him in bed that night. The next morning, she phones me. Pastor Johnny, they say that they don't need to amputate the legs anymore. They only need to cut it off by the ankles, the feet. The feet, true story, the feet are beyond repair. I said, no. You see, once you stood, you need to stand. Amen. I said, no. You know, she went, she told them no. Phone me around lunchtime. Oh, they came around again and they say, praise God, it's been a miracle. But only the toes need to be cut off now. You see, the enemy tests you all along the way. At which point will you say it's okay? I said, no. He will not lose his toes in Jesus' name. She phoned me a bit later. She said, Pastor Johnny, they say they don't know how, but he's making it. Only the big toe, the right hand big toe, must come off. Has to. There's no ways. I said, no. You see, when God gives you authority, it's all authority. Amen. And you know what? Make a long story short, he recovered completely. They didn't cut the toe off. He came home the next week. And so we go visit them. We're excited. We go visit Hazel and her husband. He gets saved because of the power of God, because of what happened to him. Amen. We go to his home, and I'm excited. I said, show me your legs. He shows me his legs. Oh, wow, man. And we're rejoicing in God. I look at his feet, and I look at his toe, and there's his big toe. He's got a bandage on. I said, and that? The right hand big toe. He's got a bandage on. I said, and that? Oh, says Hazel. No, Pastor Johnny. She says, God did a miracle on the big toe as well. Only the tip in front of the nail, that part, that much, they had to cut off. I said, why didn't you phone me? I was angry. Listen, the enemy can't even have the tip. He's always want to test you. You see, the same thing happened to Moses when God said, let my people go. And he did those mighty signs. Pharaoh said, okay, you can go for a day, but then you must come back. Moses said, no, we're going. We're going 3 days journey. He said, okay, you can go, but leave your wife and families behind. Moses said, no, we are all going. God did more miracles. Amen. Then they said, okay, you can all go, but leave your animals behind. He said, no, we must all go. Amen. Then he said, yeah, you can go take your animals for sacrifice, but leave the rest. He said, no, all of us, lock, stock, and barrel, we all going. Listen, God wants a complete victory for your life. When Jesus rose from the dead, there was no compromise. There was no giving and taking. He spoiled all. And he raised completely from the dead. He didn't rise from the dead, but he lost one leg in the battle. Praise God, you made it. But your left leg is missing. Praise God for Jesus. Medi hupulbien. God is speaking to you this morning. You are his body. You are the executors of his authority. You're the one that makes the statement, that makes the claim. And in the name of Jesus, the power and the authority has been given to you. Jesus said in Luke 10:18, behold, I give to you power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Some of you have allowed yourself into a compromised situation. I'm telling you, lock, stock, and barrel, everything has been redeemed. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. There's authority in his name. I'll tell one more story. There's this family, a very rich family. They had a beautiful multi-million rand house on Marine Drive. And something went wrong there. And anyway, they call us to go pray. And we go pray for them. And their house is being repossessed. The repossession order has been granted. The sheriff's letter is there. And so we pray with them. And I go ahead. I go pray with other families. And on my way back, I drive past their home. And the Lord said to me, Johnny, you didn't take authority. You see, many times we get into plead mode. Where God has given you the authority. Amen. You're not a heavenly vagabond. Amen. I drove past it. God said, Johnny, you haven't taken authority. I turned back. I drove back there. It was too late by now to go into the home. But I stopped and I walked up and down on that verge. And I made a decree in the name of Jesus. I said, this house shall not be sold. We claim this house for the name of the Lord. And God gave me a scripture. He said, the scepter of the wicked shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. I decreed it over that land. Do you know what? For a whole year, house didn't sell. It was an auction. They had the auction. Nobody came. Not even the auctioneer. I kid you not. For a year, that house stood on the market. A beautiful house where somebody can hit a luck. But it's like God closed the whole thing down. I was standing in authority. You know, after about a year, the family decided they're giving up the fight. They moved up to Joburg, and I was disappointed. You know, but I kept standing. And I kept saying, come back, man. This is your house. And they said, nah, and they said, nah. You see, sometimes you have to stand your ground for a while. Amen. After patiently enduring. People have need of endurance. It's like we live in this microwave society. If it doesn't come straight away, oh, well, then no, man. Amen. Listen, when Sharma stood up and killed 800 men defending the lentil field, do you think it happened in 2 minutes? Amen. How long was the fight? How fierce the battle? Until his hand clung to the sword. They had to peel his fingers off it. He had fought. Amen. And 3 months, 3 months later, they've been up away for 3 months already. 3 months later, I drive past the house again or not, and I still see the sign there. And I ask the Lord, Lord, what's going on here? I'm the only one fighting for this house. They're up there. And the Lord said to me, Johnny, they're not coming back. Release it. I went back there. I walked up and down that same place, and I released it for a sale. I said, I let the claim go. Do you know what? That week, that house sold. It was gone. What God wants us to know about this today, don't rejoice just in his resurrection. Rejoice in what it means for you, the body. Hallelujah. You're a partaker of his victory. You're a partaker of his promises. And sometimes all you have to do is find the strength to stand up against your enemy in the name of Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name, I release strength into your spirit man. The Bible says Sarah received strength to conceive. Now, right now, by faith, I release the authority of God. I release the anointing of the Spirit in you. I command your spirit to conceive strength to stand in the promises of God. And Lord, some that are here who've given up, who've let it go and say, well, it's fine. I'll let it go thus far. The Lord says, no, it shall not be so. I've not changed my mind, neither my word. And I will not back down from my promises. But I'm looking for somebody who will stand. I'm looking for those who will declare in my name. And isn't today even Resurrection Sunday? Where the things that looks dead and beyond help and beyond life came to life once again. Let it be a sign to you today, says your God, that no matter what I promise you, I watch over it to perform it. And it shall be so. Do not let despair grab a hold of your heart. Do not let hopelessness enter your being. For I, the Lord, am on the throne. Am I not him, the one that speaks? Surely now I authorize you. And the Lord says, I give you the power and the authority, and I've not taken it away. For this day, says the Lord, I declare to you that you are more than a conqueror. I declare to you that you're a possessor of my heavenly promises. And not one thing shall be lost. Yes, the day will come in heaven where I will restore all things. But the Lord says, now in this earth, I desire you to start possessing even now. Lord, I bless your people. Right now, I sense virtue coming from heaven. I sense the glory of God coming into your life. I sense the Spirit of God quickening your mind and making you think about things. And some things that some of you thought of, you allowed your mind to bounce back from that and say it's gone too far. And I want to ask you in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, is anything too difficult for God? Said I not unto you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? God says, I'm about to do wonders in your midst. But I'm looking for those who will believe, those who will stand in my name. Now, Father, I bless your servants in the name of Jesus. According to the wonders of your promise, according to the perfections of your glory, the perfections of your word that is life to us. Right now, as hearts take a hold, that's all the authority we need because you work it. I bless your saints. God says you'll not be intimidated. Don't be fearful. Because if he can get you into timidity, into fear, he's moved you off your promise. Now there comes restoration to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, I watch over my word. There's not enough time in this world to time out my promises. Did you hear that today? There's not enough time in this world to run the time out on me that I cannot still fulfill and do. It's not too late. Now, Lord, I thank you for a Lazarus anointing in this house in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to every hopeless situation. Lazarus, come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, things be restored back to you. Father, I've often wondered at those promises where your word says, even Job, you gave him back wives and children and houses and lands. God says, I'm doing wonders right now. Father, thank you for your people. We remember this day that you are risen. You are the head, we are the body. And I bless your saints. I thank you for the anointing, the authority, the power of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some are sitting here. You've had to let kidneys go. You've had to let something go out of your body. Right now, I believe there's a restorative anointing. There's a recreational power of God to recreate in your body and in your womb those ovaries that you had to let go. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone sitting here, there's somebody sitting here, your ovaries, God says you will still hold a child in your hand. I bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracle power. I release the anointing of the living God in your people. And thank you, Lord, that we stand in victory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 There's resurrection in his name. Some of you tried so hard. I see some people said, you've tried this, you've tried that, you've tried that. He is still the resurrection of that promise that is in your heart. Hallelujah. You make those heavenly decrees. There's something about to happen. It's beyond even what you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the word for you, yeah. You're in a realm of business. You're in a realm, a certain authority. God's opened another realm, another authority. It's going to go beyond that. You've conquered one warehouse. God says there's more. Get ready for national business. Some of you are already eating of that. Some of you are already in that. And every tongue raised in judgment against you, the Lord says, I will condemn. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every assignment against you. Those court cases that's been against you, Vishnu, in the name of Jesus, the God of the whole earth shall deal justly and vanquish your enemies. Hallelujah. The hand of God is on you for good. Hallelujah. And those promises that he put in your heart shall be fulfilled. Say not, how will I get the money? What will I do? God says, let the plan go. Let your words go. Let your faith take a hold of it. Hallelujah. For the dream was not your dream. The dream is my dream, says the Lord. For I want to take back that area. I'm going to take back the area of health and fitness for my name. Shobra. Oh man, I sense the glory of God. The promises moving in this house. Hallelujah. Every kingdom of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God. He will restore the seven mountains to his church. And authority comes to this house. I bless this house today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command your children to come from afar. I command those who've been lost to your family to be restored. I bless them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see some relationships here is almost beyond repair. You've not even had contact. You don't even know where they are anymore. God knows where they are. I said, God knows where they are. I said, God knows where they are. Hallelujah. And you will suffer no loss. I want you to lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. According to your word, according to your word, nothing shall by any means hurt me. You make me completely whole. And I bless you for that. Now, Father, thank for the courage. Thank for the strength. Thank you for the faith. I see your people reclaiming their ground. I see your people standing again on the promise of God. I see your people standing in the impossibilities. And Lord, I thank you that you undertake right now in the mighty name of Jesus, as even as they grabbed a hold of it, it is done for them. The powers of darkness loses all authority. And your name is glorified. I bless this church with signs, wonders, and miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody say it's Resurrection Sunday. It's Resurrection Sunday. Come on, say it again. It's Resurrection Sunday. Some of you need to shout it 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Come on, shout it. It's Resurrection Sunday.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to write it down. Write your vision down.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Don't think small.
Papers what, don't forget.
What, when you write it down, if it looks possible, it's not from God. It's your own self. But when you write it down and when it is impossible to anything, your wallet, your where you come from, your studies, whatever, you know that it's from God because God puts the desires in your heart. He gives you the ability.
Come on.
So I want to encourage you, think big, write it down. And in a year's time, you're going to look back. And I want to encourage you, come back and read it to me. Because I know we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly above that you can think or imagine. Write it down. Write it down. Because that is faith. Faith is action. I want you to take what you've heard today and apply it. Go back home.
Amen.
Take time. Write it down. And say, Lord, I decree that everything that I've written this morning, by faith, whether I've heard your word, I'll take it by faith.
Amen.
I receive it by faith.
Amen.
It's mine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, as my wife was speaking, I heard the Spirit of God say, I want to be known in each and every one of your homes as a God who works the miraculous, the impossible. Not in general, in your home. And I claim each and every home here for the name of the Lord, the God of the impossible. In each and every home here, in the name of Jesus, God will be known as the God of the impossible. Every house here will claim that name and will declare that power, that God is the God of the impossible. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now every head bowed, every eye closed for a moment. You come here this morning, said Pastor Johnny, I do not know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I need him in my life. My life's been going down. I'm living a life that doesn't please me. My heart condemns me. I need Jesus. You see, there's nothing worse than living far from God, where your heart yearns for the living God who loves you and is your Redeemer, and he's your mighty deliverer today. And if you call on his name, he will save you today. You say, Pastor Johnny, that's me. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want to come out of what I'm living in and I want to experience his mighty power. Pray for me. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. If that's you, I want to pray with you all over this place. God loves you and he's calling your name right now, and he wants you to respond because he didn't come to condemn you but to save you today. You say, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I want God to touch my life. I want God to be Lord of my life. If you want me to pray with you, I want you quickly raise your hand wherever you're sitting today. I want to pray with you all over this place. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. My life's not right with God. I want to make right with him. I want to make right with Jesus. If that's you, I want to quickly raise your hand wherever you're sitting, all over this place. I'm going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Anybody? Hallelujah. Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? God loves you. This is your moment of deliverance. Thank you. Thank you. On my left. At the back there. Say, that's me, Pastor Johnny. I need to make right today. I need to make right today. Include me in your prayer. That's you. And you're not yet raised your hand. Can you raise it? I'm going to pray with you. Now, Father, thank you as these hands are raised. If you raise it again. As these hands are raised, I proclaim salvation over these lives. I apply the blood of Jesus to you. And I rebuke the devourer.
Lord, I claim these lives right now. I thank you for your hand that is on them at this very moment. I bless them.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.